This is 101. Not quite yet, though. Give us a minute, please. This is 110 camera roll, 110 sound roll. Will be head slate or tail slate? Head slate. Rolling? Head slate.
When you're ready.
Okay, work back towards us. Work back towards us some and then just stop here and that'll be good.
Yeah, I went into war on July 2nd, 1942. And I went from here to Oklahoma, trained in Oklahoma 13 months. And then we went on maneuvers 3 months and ended up in Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And then we went from there to Newport News. And Newport News went to North Africa, to Oran, North Africa. And we put 3 months in there and then went from there to Italy. And we went the whole length of the boat in the war, and put in about 14 months in Italy. And I was in about 42 months all told. And then come back home, farm had been left idle, barn was down, floors had heaved, and the windows had blowed out of the house. Then I started fixing up. And about 30 years after war, and then I got to be 65, and I drawed my old age pension. But I don't get any Social Security. I never worked on it. All I get is a soldier's pension.
That's for partial disability, or? Or just when you turn 65?
65. You eventually draw it at 65. No, they say I'm just like a schoolboy. Nothing wrong with me. I know damn sight different. But the pension comes in pretty handy. But it makes you kind of sick the way they're doing with these draft dodgers and deserters. God, they're going to use them better than they did the veterans before they get on. They ain't no good and they never will be. But that's your present for you. I heard on television this morning that there was 12,000 deserters and draft dodgers, and they're putting them into camps and going to retrain them and let them out with an honorable discharge. That makes the veterans feel pretty good, I imagine. But there ain't much we can do about it.
It's like everything else.
That's right. Yeah, just same as they're giving these convicts second chance, taking them out in rehabilitation, and they're going to make men out of them fellas with kindness. There's a damn lot of them they never will make anything out of them. But that's progress.
How did you come to go in? I remember you were in the Army. You once told me that...
I was drafted.
And... we were coming up from the sugar house once, me and Suzanne, and she asked you if how you felt it was your place to go, and maybe you felt different. Could you tell me that whole...
It's everybody's place to go, every American citizen, to fight for their country. This is a good country to live in, it's a good country to fight for. But we didn't have the same feeling about Vietnam. Don't think that they should ever been in there in the first place. But that was no reason for anybody to desert. and run into some other country, and then ask to come back after the war's all over. If a country makes a mistake, you've got to go along with it. I think there's a mistake from start to finish, and nobody can change me. We never should have been in there. 50,000 lives in there, and it didn't amount to nothing. They're still fighting there, and North Vietnam will take over before they get done now. Didn't amount to nothing. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. That may not be right.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
Yep.
I'm interested in that.
Yep.
Let's talk.
Yeah, years ago we used to always thrash the oats. It'd have anywhere from 2, 3, maybe 4 acres, and we'd have 120 bushel, 140 bushel of oats. And then we used to raise nigger wheat, and we used to thrash that. And that was, I think, the last year that I ever thrashed was 1929. And they used to have rigs that started in the fall, and they go all over the neighborhood, maybe half the town, thrash to each place, and the farmers would all turn out and draw the grain in for them to thrash. And I think that went out, I think they stopped about in 29 or 30. And now you couldn't even find a rig to thrash. And we used to take the oats down here to Chelsea, and where Colby's mill is now, they used to grind the oats. You paid them so much, $100 for grinding them. And the buckwheat and the common wheat used to take striped. And we done that in wartime, the first World War I, and used to grind their own flour. A lot better than the flour that you buy now.
I'll bet.
Yeah, more hardy. I know in wartime my folks raised the common white wheat, and we got an average of 25 bushel per acre here, and that was better than some places in the West. And we held it striped, had it ground, and we had flour enough to go all winter for a big family. But nowadays, they don't do anything like that. Depend on somebody else.
You prefer the older way?
Yeah, it's much better. Yeah, you know, people seem to be more happy, and they depend on themselves. They didn't depend on other people so much. They had their husking corn, their oats, barley, buckwheat, Indian wheat. Yeah. They made it go of it without buying so much as they have to today. And grain has gone up so high now that nobody can make a profit. Your big farmers are selling out. Farmers with 100, 125 head are selling out now. You see it about every time you pick up paper, big auction like that. Mm-hmm. And for the big farmers can't make out, I don't know what they think about the small ones.
When you were telling about your pension, tell me again about that, and how does it fit into your pocketbook and running the farm? It's not enough to make ends meet by itself.
No, it just helps that much more, your pension money. $140, that's just that much you don't have to take out of your own back. You've already taken it. In the war, you've earned every cent of it. But it helps just that much that you don't have to take out. And as you get older, you ain't able to do so much. It's a big help.
Will it be enough in the next few years?
It's never enough. You never have enough. There's always some place to take it as fast as you get it. But it's a big help. But the way everything looks right now, they might cut that pension in a year or so, the way every business and everything looks. There's not going to be money enough to go around. They even started cutting Social Security in certain places. And welfare, they're cutting that down. They get more strict all the time. State aid and help to poor families.
You had just taken over the farm when the Depression had hit.
Yeah, I bought in 29.
Do you think it might be like that again?
It could be. It looks it now.
Like how?
Well, there's so many things that you can't get now, and the price is just about doubled on factory, and some of the things is tripled. Sooner or later, things have got to go down. And when they go down, you might have another depression. And if you have another depression, they'll go back and start over again.
Right now?